so thin. Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, first day of Slichas, Chof Beis Elul, 18th of September, Dain Dovid Dunashlita, rectifying as a godel things that one has done as a cotton. This week's Torahway has been sponsored on the 7th yahrzeit of our friend, Mr. Alex Halberstadt, Zichron Levrocha, Rabbi Huda Menachem Ben Aaron Yosef HaKoyen, a much-loved participant and supporter of Torahway. His yahrzeit is on Chof Hei Elul.
Hey, good morning, everybody. On the first day of Slichas, one of the people thought that they published our speak on in Yad HaYoma. So others asked me how this got to do with the Queen. And that's the Yad HaYoma. It looks like the Yad HaYoma of the General Olam is Malchus. The truth be told, that is the Yad HaYoma of coming to Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. And with all the pomp that's going on, we mustn't forget that Hamamlich Malachim V'loy HaMalucha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Malucha, and we are grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam for having had Malchus Shel Chesed until now, but V'loy HaMalucha should be Mamshik in that way, but our true recognition should be that of the Melech Malchay HaMalachim. Okay, so as you heard just now from our very good friend, Bianchi, that we speak about things that we did as a cotton, where they got to rectify as a godel. It's been very often relevant to me, this subject matter, because when I was in the school, and maybe when people often, Kasanim before the Chasna, would either write a letter or call me and say, you know, when I was in year whatever it was, year 7, year 8, and I wasn't yet Bar Mitzvah, I now remember that I damaged this, or damaged that, and whatever it may be, or, you know, I took a pen or two that wasn't really mine, what is the din, and do I have to rectify it? Often, Shas Kuposel, and I had often shyless years later, married people, they're having struggling, whatever it may be, and they wanted to know whether they have to pay back for any hezek, maybe the cause of it, that in the earlier years, they'd upset people, been mazik people, what the din is. So I'll just share a bit on this subject matter. There is a discussion in the Gemara and Bava Kamma of Tzadi Chesem at base about Seigov Shtar Shel Chaveiroi. We won't go into the long of it, but you take somebody else's document, a loan document, which he's got against the person, he's a creditor, and you go and destroy that document, so the person won't be able to collect his loan anymore. Are you responsible or not? There's a discussion there. The Gemara relates there the following. Hava Uvda, there was a story. V'kofye Rofram l'Ravashi. And Rofram forced Ravashi to pay up v'agbebei k'shura l'talman. He took from him his very best. The mazik must pay for the best of his nechassim. He made him pay up with his very best. Now, very strange Gemara. That means Ravashi was guilty of burning somebody's shtar, and it was Rofram who had to force him to pay up. Ravashi, we've got no idea about the greatness of Ravashi. You think that he destroyed somebody's shtar? Is Rashi must have had that kasha, because when Rashi writes, "Rashi's v'akfei Ravashi shesoraf shtar kaveiroi," Ravashi burned somebody else's shtar. His Gashi adds one word, Bialdusoi, when he was a child. So obviously, why did Gashi put him Bialdusoi? Because he definitely felt that the Gavashi, once he was a grown up, would not have been burning other people's stories that Rofram would have to instigate a payment from him. That is that. So the Agos Ashri says, from Rashi it's Mukuch. From Rashi it is Mukuch that a cotton, Shehizik Bekatnusoi, anybody who damages as a cotton, Yechayiv Lekshayagdil, will be Chayiv to pay when he grows up. Because that's what Rashi is saying, he was Chayiv to pay, which obviously can affect many of us, if we remember back, or maybe sometimes, as I've said to people, you know, didn't always being home the whole change when mother sent them shopping, or whatever it may be. Have they got a chiyuv tashlumin as gedolim? If you want a kapala, have you got chiyuv tashlumin or not on that? So according to Rashi, it looks like there's a chiyuv tashlumin. The Rosh says, however, you're potter. And the Shara Mishpat brings down from Maran Padva that Rashi also didn't mean as a child. What you did as a child, you're potter. There's no onshin as a child, there's no chiyuvim, it doesn't create a chiyuv, and one is totally potter. When Rashi says, Bial Dusoy, he says, Rashi meant a Ben Yud Gimel. He was 13 years old already. See, he was a godel. And even then, it is somewhat strange. Okay, so Rashi wants to explain that when he became the Ravashi, he wasn't any more burning people's shtaros. But still, he was over bar mitzvah when he did it. And there's a whole discussion whether one is chayev on that as a cotton or not. But if we look in Shulchan Aruch and Chayshan Mishpat, there it says quite clearly in Simon Shin Nun that cotton shegonav, a cotton that steals, machzigin karen labailim, was going to return the principal to the owners, imu bien. If the article is still there, then we've got a chiyuv to return it. Vim einu bien, but if it's no more bien, potter is potter la'acha sheyagdil. He's potter la'achayad. It's not there anymore, that article. It's not around. Then you're a potter once you grow up. So there is no chiyuvim quite clear in the Mechaber. Potter la'acha sheyagdil. Is there an interesting piskei tshuva on that page in Shulchan Aruch who quotes Shvus Yaakov, relates a story. He said, he was asked the following shayla. There was a nard cotton. There was a young child who was shasholach mimishne v'simcha. He was sent out in the middle of some simcha to bring yayin lishnois, to bring some wine in for the people to drink. V'nostulei momen, they gave him money to go and buy and pay. V'nolachana, so this kid went along. U'motzo, and he found hamalti pesuach. There was no shopkeeper there, but the wine cellar was open. So what did he do? He rented the wine cellar to do his job and bring the wine. V'lokach yayin, he took yayin harbe, below in mechir, he didn't pay a penny for it. And nobody asked for the money, so he kept it. And not only that, being a child, v'gam nishpach harbe le'ibud. He spilt many bottles on the way, besides bringing wine along. And now, the owner of the shop came along to the Shvus Yaakov to ask for payment. The cotton became a god. He waited till the boy was bar mitzvah. And when the boy became bar mitzvah, now I can take it to Beis Din and ask for the money. And he writes that somebody had said there, well, if you look at Kosher Mishpat, that if it's not there, be'en, you're potter. So this child is potter to pay. You can't charge him at all. Says the Shvus Yaakov, but I think that is not correct. Because he says a rule here that wherever you benefited from what you stole as a cotton, if it was food you bought with it, you stole money or you stole food. You took the money, you bought food. Wherever you were nana from it, then you got to pay as a godel. If you stole something and you had no benefit from it, so even a godel has to pay, you know, if you steal, even gezeila amonos lemeika. Sometimes people sort of pinch something from someone just to make him a bit nervous and look where it is. You know, I'm only doing it to shepherd a bissel. You know, that's why I'm stealing. It's still a gun, because gezeila amonos lemeika is also a gun. So when you put it back, you're makai mitzvahs v'heishiv. Yeah, says the Shvus Yaakov, you should know that wherever you benefit, you are chayev from it. His raya is that a cotton has kinyonim where it is for mazoinus. That is the din like this, as we all know, a cotton is potter for whatever he does, a cotton's got no chiyuvim. But Chazal, and he can't make a maisa kinyon. However, Chazal instituted that a child can buy when it comes to mazoinus, because a father's only mechuyev to feed his child till he's 6 years old. Beyond that, there isn't really a chiyuv on the father to feed a child. So, because in order the child can sustain himself, if he can't buy anything, so he'll never be able, what's going to look after him? So, because Chazal instituted when a child reaches 8, 9 years old, whatever, he's a pikeach, and having a pikeach, hapu'utois, is mekkal mekach, or mekkal memke, what they buy concerning food matters, yeah? Kedei chayov is good. So, therefore, he eats, the Shvasi Yaakov was to say, also, if he ganav, said he becomes responsible on kedei chayov, even though one doesn't necessarily follow the other. They didn't make chiyuvim, they just made the kinyanim for a moment. But, okay, that is how he goes along. But then he continues and says, I want to say something. G'doylo mizu nirali. And that is the following. That even if it is not, he did not benefit, and he knocked down some of those wine bottles and he smashed them, so he had no benefit from it, he still chayiv when imrotza lotzis yedei shemayim gam kein chayiv l'shalim. If he wants to be yos yedei shemayim, he's chayiv l'shalim. Ukede isa ba'ir chayim simen shin mem gimel. And then in Hilchos Shabbos, where it says the following, maybe I'll read out Hilchos Shabbos straight away. In Hilchos Shabbos, in simen shin mem gimel, it says the following. Yesh oimrim, yeah, that cotton shalei yigia lechinuch, you got no chiyuv to stop him being mekal l'shabbos, etc. And if yigia lechinuch, tzrichin lafrishoi. Once he reaches the age of chinuch, you got to stop him. Ve'yesh oimrim, d'leishai chinuch lebeistin el alav bilvad. I don't need to interfere if somebody else's child under my mitzvah is doing any chiyuv Shabbos, because the chiyuv chinuch is only on the father. And then he continues the Gemara over here. The cotton sheikes oviv a over shar aveiros bekatnusai. A cotton who hit his father or was over any other aveiros when he was a cotton. Aval pi she'ena itzoyl tshuva l'ksheyagdil. He doesn't need to do tshuva when he grows up. Yeah, he becomes a gadol. Mikol mokeim toiv loy sheyekabel el atzmai eizeh dovol is tshuva, should be accept upon himself something for tshuva, ulu kapara, and for kapara, aval pi sheovar koidem shenasa ba'onshin. So being this time of the year, we want to do tshuva, he says that we should do tshuva for anything that we did as ketanim. This is based on a Trumas Hadeshen, and this is a Ramon Ilkes Shabbos. Says the Shvus Yaakov there in Kodesh and Mishpat, brought down by the Piskei Tshuva, that the following, he says like this, Omer Aveiro Bekatnusoi, you're going to do Tshuva Kishayadil, Ubein Odom Lekaveiroi Ikarat Tshuva, if it's Ben Odom Kaveiroi, the main Tshuva is to appease Kaveiroi, Lefayez Kaveiroi, Uleshalim Hezeikoi, and to pay his damages. So you speak about damage, you're going to pay also what you damage as a cotton. Avshe ain't koifin al zeh, even though you're not koif on it. Ach nigga, that even when you got to the tshuva, lots of yedei shemayim, for what we damaged when we were ketanim, yeah? But ain't tzorik l'shalem ha-koil, you don't need to pay the whole lot. Kebevuah b'mariyo, v'chein mashmel loshel ha-ramo, aso is mashmel loshel ha-ramo. So he says, that when one does tshuva, or what one ganafed as a cotton, or was mazik as a cotton, you don't need to pay back the whole lot, you need to pay back some of it. Not the whole lot, and be b'fayis kaveyoi, and ask for mechila. And he says that's the lashon of the Ramah in Hilchos Shabbos, because it says in the Ramah, sheikam l'atzmoi eizeh dovar. Doesn't say you should pay, should be pay something or another of it. So forget the good. And that's exactly what we'd like to discuss. What is something? What's the use of paying something? If you're going to keep to pay in order to rectify and your tshuva is, pay that or not. And if you're going to keep to pay, pay nothing. But drop him a few coins and say thank you very much. Monoshuk, what is this type of tshuva? And that's exactly what I'd like to bring out what is going on here and what is meant with this. So, which can...
Can't say that our thought is that at least that the person should be Mackie, that he did something.
Maybe even a bit more that I hear your line, and maybe I could take it slightly further. You're great, and maybe I can take it slightly further. I just point out the Mishnah Berurah, when he says this halacha, he says that the following, that ain't sort of shalim im ain't a gneva ben, recalls them medina, and then he continues, let me get up, that if you want to do tshuva, soich l'shalom loy. He doesn't write soich l'shalom loy a bit. He puts the whole lot in. He left out this difficult part of the Shvus Yaakov, who says you pay only part of it. So let me share quickly and briefly what exactly is going on. We all know the Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma, on Daf Peibes there, that Aveiros Shebein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Aveiros Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Ein Yoyim HaKippurim Mechapa, Yoyim HaKippurim is not Mechapa, Achiratzes Chaveiroi. So we can do all the tshuva and do all the fasting, but if it's Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, it's not Mechapa, but it's Achiratzes Chaveiroi. Says the Mishnah, Dorash Geblezer Ben Azaya, says, Mikol Chatei Seichem, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. From all your sins, lifnei Hashem titoru, says the Mishnah. Aveiros shebein odom lamokoyim yom kippurim mechapa. Because it says lifnei Hashem, which aveiros yom kippur has? For lifnei Hashem dike aveiros shebein odom lechaveiroi bein odom lechaveiroi ein yom kippurim mechapa yom kippurim is not mechapa ad sheiratze eskaveiroi, until you appease eskaveiroi. Till you appease eskaveiroi. Until then, it is not Mechapa. So that means you're going to appease Kaveiroi. Is, I'll read out a Rambam in Ilchus Tshuva, and I will come with some diuk of these words. But let me first read out the Loshon of the Rambam, where he writes that Eina Tshuva, V'l'yayi Mekipurim Mechaprin, Oni an Aveiros Bein Odom Lamokarim, Kamisha Ochal Dover Osa, etc. But our aveiros shebein odom lechaveiroi goin achayvul es kaveiroi mekalel kaveiroi rachmana litzlan goyz loy ki yoytze ben ein ein nimcha loy he doesn't get a mechila ad she yitin lechaveiroi ma she yukayv loy v'yiratzeyu, you're going to pay back, talking about a godl, you're going to pay back v'yiratzeyu, and he's going to appease him, you're going to appease him. That's the Loshon of the Rambam, and that is more or less the Loshon of the Mishnah. I read out another Rambam, which is strange that he writes it, but in Ilchus Kovelu Mazik, he also puts the same thing in. That he puts the following, Hizik Mumel Kaveiroi, Kivin Shishilemoi, he pays him, that's Kapara, okay, I don't want to get out the whole Loshon. But let me go further. Chaval Bechaveiroi, even though he paid him his five obligations, he doesn't get kapora. He brings all the kapolas that he wants. Until he asks for mechila, and he is meichel him. He is meichel him. The Rambam in his tshuva doesn't say yes to me, Moichelim. It just says, Ad Sheiratze es Chaveiroi, till he appeases his cover. I'm going to appease him. It doesn't say his cover was Moichelim. In Ilchus Kovelu Mazik, the Rambam writes, Yim Chaveiroi. So I see from your smile, you don't like that diuk. So in case you don't like the diuk, yeah, the Pri Chodosh, in Ilchus Yom HaKippurim, Isim and Tofrei Shvav, he says the following. He discusses that when you ask mechila from your cover, and he's not meichel, he says you're going to ask up to three times. Are you meant to ask any further than that? Is three times just, you know, the minimum? And, you know, if you're a very good boy, been asked more often, or is it, that is it? And he says the following, more than 3 times, you don't need to ask for mechila. Sheyoyim ha-kipurim mechapa. Yoyim ha-kipurim is mechapa. V'hainu ditnan, aveiros shebein odom lechaveiroi, ein yoyim ha-kipurim mechapa, ad sheiratze es chaveiroi. So he says, the Alma we see, kol mosheu meratzehu, as long as you ask him for mechila, you try to be meratzim, avapishu loy nisratze, even though he didn't accept your asking, and he wasn't Michael you, yoyim ha-kipurim mechapa. My proof is, he says, the imloy kein, the Mishnah should have written, ad she yisratze chaveiroi. He says in the Mishnah, ad she yiratze. Shouldn't say ad she yiratze, till you ask him, should be ad she yisratze, till he is Michael, till he is being a Michael, a deek of the pre-Kadosh in Hilchos yoyim ha-kipurim. And he says, you'll be buried until he is Misratza. And he says that Yen has got the Aveira if he's not Maratza. You get a Kapara, and Yen has got the first got the Aveira for not being Michael. And if so, it's very correct, the Diuk in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, he doesn't say one word of being Michael. Yet in Hilchos Kreivel Umazik, the Rambam does write that you have to be Michael. What's going on? Furthermore, that it's strange that the Rambam writes this din twice. It's strange that he writes this din at all in Hilchos Kreivel Umazik. Kreivel Umazik is the Kiyuvim, and he writes this din in Hilchos Kreivel Umazik. When he writes it in Hilchos Tshuva, why does the Rambam have to repeat it? But it's not a kasha of the Rambam. It's Be'emus in Mishnayis, we got it. Because we read out the Mishnah in Yuma. Yeah, very good. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. In Bava Kamma of Tzadi Beis, there's a Mishnah that says the following. A Mishnah. I'm a Bishu Naisaloi, even if he pays. Einoi Nimchaloi, he doesn't get Mechila. Achi Yivakish Mimanu. He doesn't say Yiratzet, it's already Yivakish. A different language. Achi yivakish mimenu. Shene'emar. Because there's a pasuk. Va'ata hoshev eishes. Yeah? Let's talk about Avraham Sarai Menu with Abimelech. And he told Abimelech that you better go along and return Sarah to Avraham and ask it to be mispalel badka. As the Gemara expands on this, Achi Vakish Mimenu Shanema, gonna be Mavakish, Vahoshev, Isha so Ishki Novayu, Vispalil Badcha. And you're gonna be Mispalil for you. This in Yuma we have a pasuk that you're gonna ask Mechila, why? Because you're keeping the Mikapa for Lifnei Hashem, but not for Meidon Lekaveyoi. And here we got another pasuk for Meidon Lekaveyoi. Vahoshev, Isha so Kiko. Why do we need 2 psukim here? What is going on? Why we've got 2 Mishnayis, and therefore we've got 2 Rambams? You see that there is definitely something here. So most probably the line is seen that the following. We all know that in every Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, remember there's 2 elements of an Aveira. In every Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, there's a Bein Adam L'Mokayim and a Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. If one ganafs, of course, we've Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, we cause somebody a loss. But we've been over the tzivri of the Torah of Leisigzoil, or we damage somebody, we're over the Issa of Kavala. So we're going to have, not only is it Meratz L'Chaveiroi, we're going to do Tshuva, Klapa Mokayim, Tshuva, Klapa Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. These are two different elements within the Hilchos Tshuva, within our Chiyuvim. So it could very well be the following, that in Bava Kamma and in Hilchos Kreivel Umazik, we are talking about the dinim of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. Bein Ono Lekav, that is Bava Kama, and that is Hilchas Kaivelu Mazik. In Bein Onom Lekaveyoi, you won't get your Mechila in Bein Onom Lekaveyoi until you pay back and your Maratzes Kaveyoi, and he has to be Michael you. You need a posuk for your Vakish, he's got to be Michael. He's not Michael, he's still hurt. You haven't got the Mechila of Bein Onom Lekaveyoi. And therefore it says quite clearly that you got to have his Mechila. When it comes to Maseches Yuma, Yom Kippurim, then we're talking about that the mechila that we need for Bein Adam Lekaveyoi in Hilchas Tshuva klapa the Bein Adam Lamokim element in Bein Adam Lekaveyoi. We don't know about the Bein Lekaveyoi, talk about the Bein Adam Lamokim element in Bein Adam Lekaveyoi. In the Bein Adam Lamokim element, we've got to do a Maisa Tshuva. We've got to repent on what we did, and we've got to do an act of Tshuva. What is our act of Tshuva? So you've got to be Maratzes Kaveyoi. That is my part. I've got to go along and be Maratzes Kaveyoi. And that is showing that I've got a sincere act of Tshuva. Whether he is Michael or not Michael is irrelevant. That's not relevant. To my Tshuva clap of the Mokheim, his Mechila is not relevant. So comes along with the Rambam and writes quite rightly, they've got to be Maratza, like the peacock is his deal, and that is it. Now, if Yen is not Maratza, therefore, he won't stop my tshuva Bein Adam Lamokim, because I did what I meant to do. And that is an act of Ritzri, asking and requiring. And therefore, the Pekonis says, we don't even need to do it more than three times, because you've shown your sincerity, and that is the Mechila, Klapa Bein Adam Lamokim. And therefore, we've got two totally different parshias here in these dinim of Mechila, these dinim of it. And there's no contradiction between the two.
Pardon? According to the Pesuk b'Avraham Avinu, he said he should ask him, and then he spalled about her. That means
he accepted it, because that's Bein Adam Lekaveyoi element.
He's got to ask
Mechila, and he's got to be Michael. To get the Bein Adam Lekaveyoi, we're going to have the full Mechila of Yenem. But if I'm only looking Bein Adam Lekaveyoi, not. She'd ask me, where is the difference? The difference is, will be, for instance, a cotton who is not chayiv in the Bein Hilchos Mamonos, not chayiv in Hilchos Mazik, but as we see, got to do tshuva of what he did in the cotton. So then, only be a Maratzes Kaveyoi, there'd be no chayiv to shlumin. And maybe that's pshat in the remark, which the Mishma did leave out, but as the Shmus Yaakov was medayik in the remark, that you know what, as you ask, if you did a geneva, or you mazik somebody as a cotton, do we have to do tshuva? Yes, we should do tshuva. Maratza, are we going to do tshuva? But what did he say? Pay a bit only. What do you mean pay a bit? That is part of the Maisa Ritzui. Nothing to do with paying the geneva. It's my Bein Adam Lamokim that I've got to be Maratza Kaveri. So how am I Maratza Kaveri? I've got to ask him and maybe even show my sincerity by giving him something in order to acquire Ritzui. It's a demonstration of one's Ritzui. Like you're going to ask three times, it's a demonstration of one's Ritzui. It's not necessarily anything. So therefore, we can understand how there is such a din of being Maratza Kaveri. Maybe that is pshat, and the Magen Avraham, I suppose we've got to stop at 22, I'm going to stop. The Magen Avraham, that means rayas, that a cotton, as the tshuvas of a vegas shebeyadoi, it brings a raya from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The question is, does a cotton have an aveira? Has he done an aveira, but he doesn't get an einush, or is it not? Has he been over? Has he transgressed or not? I'll just end off because I think it is something very nice. Is there a siddur over here? Many say we haven't got time to go through the Gemara just now, that a cotton is over an aveira, but he doesn't get punished, and that's why there's in tshuva, that cotton, you should do tshuva, but you did it a cotton, because he was over an aveira. I'll mention the proof very briefly, you'll allow me. The proof is, the Gemara at Sanhedrin says that when a person did a Maisa Zunus with a behemoth, you kill the behemoth because it was a tekala, it was a stumbling block. Yeah? And there, the discussion in the Gemara, whether it's by a cotton, why don't you kill a cotton? Because if somebody did a Maisa Zunus with a katana, whatever it may be, she, no worse, different than a behemoth. Do you, don't you? Was there an aveira? Yeah? Koloinu tekola, because it was, by behemoth, we, not because of tekola, by behemoth we do it because it's a bizoyon. This is the behemoth that so-and-so was a mazana, koloinu. But there's no tekola. By a cotton, the Gemara discusses whether there was tekola also. It's a stumbling block. An aveira was done. And the Gemara says, yes, an aveira was done, but we still don't punish the cotton. Why don't we punish the cotton? Because we don't punish the cotton for the simple reason that Kos Rachmana Ilavei. So Moses Bemis, he should get an Oida. She said Aveira, but Kos Rachmana Ilavei. Is the Chazon Ish said, no, no, no. On a cotton, he hasn't done an Aveira at all. He hasn't transgressed, put it that way. He hasn't transgressed. But what the Gemara means to say is a cotton, an Aveira is like a sum. It's poisonous. It's not healthy. A cotton who does an aveira hasn't transgressed because he's got no chiyuvim. But you can't say he hasn't swallowed the poison. Like the Chasam Sofer says, even a shaita who's part of Mikol HaMitzvos, you shouldn't put them in a non-Jewish institution where they'll eat non-kosher food because the food will still be metamtum than the neshama. A cotton who does an aveira is still a metamtum, but it's not an aveira. And through that, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeke Tzadik Livrocha, said so beautiful in, I haven't got a siddur in front of me, but in Shema Keleinu, you know, there's an excellent tefillah, which printed in all Sidurim, it says, Ona Hashem Katosi, Yovisi, Ofashati, Lefanecho. It's a very interesting lashon. It starts off, from when I was born till this day, I've been sinning. And then he continues, you should forgive me, from my youth. There it starts off, and then continues, from my youth. And what's going on? If you say, I've included a lot. Why? So says Gekhan Kanievsky, it's two different points. One is, from when we are born, any aveira that we do, it's not very healthy for our neshama. So we need a removal of that miyame as a domo. Oh, but the kapala of als ovoin, the kapala als doing an aveira, that's only mina urai. And therefore, even though we say you need a kapala as a cotton, it's not as if because it was over, but it's to rectify that timtum halev that's in it. So it won't be maich any longer, but B'ez Hashem, we should all be zeicha, the emotion should be mechapa, metayel, ibeinu, lavei, the circle, and all what we've done all the way along should all be forgiven, and these are meirachamim, zama zeicha zayin, so atshuva shleima, but aksiva ksiva teiva.
Amen. Rabbi, just a reminder that tomorrow, Yad Shem Torah Way is in Hendon Adas. For those who want shakris and slichas, it's at 7:45. 9 o'clock is coffee and croissant. 9:15 to 10 will be Rabbi Vixen Shpana Shlita. And 10 o'clock to 10:30 is Rabbi Tugendhaf. And at 10:30 the shul is asked specifically, everybody should go home straight away. They don't want anybody on the premises or around the premises getting towards 11 o'clock, the Levaya.